dancing up on the ceiling on a Wednesday. In fact, he was dancing just the other day during the big wind. He heard something. He noticed something while he was up on the ceiling. Sounds like the roof's about to come off. So, hey, listen, what are you going to do about that? Well, right now, on a Wednesday on Radio Life and Style, you might have heard your roof rattling yourself. And lucky for you, we've got an expert in the house when it comes to these things. Because, hey, Radio Life and Style, good music, great interviews, and we only introduce you to the best people in town. So you've come to the right place. Welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning on a Wednesday. And we are talking about roofing, roof health, and roof innovations. That's the name of the company in the spotlight this morning. And a man called Griff Fitzsimmons, who is the roof guru, I guess you could call him. Griff, my friend, welcome to the radio on a Wednesday. How are you doing?
Good, Mike, and you?
Well, listen, as I said, I'm a bit concerned because we've had some big wind this week. In fact, we've had some wild weather in the last couple of months here on the KZN coastline. Mm. Not limited to, I mean, a tornado recently that caused some serious devastation and damage. And even if structures weren't completely destroyed, roofs went flying, quite literally. And I think it's something that we are now becoming acutely aware of. Heavy weather events are becoming more of a regular thing on an annual basis now. And when heavy weather strikes, the roof seems like it's the first thing to get hit really hard. Am I right?
That's correct. And there's been a lot of devastation in Tonga, which I've seen recently, and it's quite heartbreaking to see it. But it's neglected. It's a part of the house that often gets neglected, not looked at until something serious happens.
And the bottom line is, whether you're at home or at work, if you're in a building, you've got a roof over your head, right?
Correct.
This is something that I guess we all kind of take for granted, as you say, until something goes wrong.
We do. Absolutely.
And you said you were out the other day at an establishment which we shall not name, during a bit of a windy moment, and you could hear that roof rattling up above your head. Huh?
Yes, the music wasn't loud enough. You still hear the wind rattling. Yeah.
But you've got now decades of experience in the roofing industry, over 40 years, I believe. That's experience money can't buy. So you've seen how things have evolved. I imagine a lot has changed, but a lot has the fundamentals remain the same in terms of structural integrity.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, it's not rocket science. Not a lot has changed in the roofing industry. In the metal roofing industry, there's different coatings, there's different screws that you fix the roofs with, but generally it's the same principles.
But we've got a variety of different construction methods that have been employed right throughout the builds across the KZN coastline. And I imagine that, you know, while today's roofs are varied, they require different aspects of regular maintenance,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
And if you don't know, you don't know. But this is your game. And you're super hands-on in the inspection process.
Yes.
That's the Griff Fitzsimmons difference.
definitely. So I inspect roofs, roof structures. When it's a new house or an extension to the house, I do an inspection which is covered by the Institute of Timber Construction, and I have an engineer that works with me that signs off the roofs. And there's been a lot of, the growth here is phenomenal. So I've been quite busy on the roof inspection side. But not only that, I do other kinds of roofs. I do patios, pergolas, tiled roofs, metal roofs, anything to do with the roof.
The whole bang shoot.
Yeah, the whole bang shoot.
And I'm detecting a bit of an accent. Where are you originally from?
The northwest.
The northwest, not of South Africa, not the northwest
little,
province.
A little town called Barrow in Furness.
Okay.
Yes. Lived on the coast,
but you've been acclimatized now to the KZN coastline for many, many years.
Yeah,
and you've seen firsthand how our environment is probably one of the most corrosive environments
absolutely
in the world. Maybe
yes, it is.
we've got quite a mix of when it comes to from the strong winds to the salty corrosive atmosphere. Yeah. It makes for quite a potent combination and puts structures through their paces.
Very much so. Very much so.
When it comes to the kind of issues that you're encountering on a regular basis, do you typically get called in after the roof has really been pummeled by strong winds, or do you more often than not get called in to save the day as a preventative measure?
Normally after the fact.
Oh, man.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What advice would you have for someone who has noticed or just possibly is concerned, knowing that they've recently been whacked by some strong winds, and wants to make sure that their structure, roof-wise, is safe and sound, whether it's someone who's got tiles up there or metal sheeting? What are the common issues that folks should be mindful of, and why should they be calling in a roofing expert?
If you see... On a tiled roof, if you see any loose tiles, broken tiles, if you see the ridges, the top of the roofs cracked, call somebody like me, and I'll come and have a look at it, and I won't charge you.
Hey, that's a wonderful little offer, peace of mind there. Cost you nothing to get it checked out, but it could save you a bucket if you pick up something, absolutely, and you can address it early. I mean, anyone who's looking to sell a house, for example, rather than trying to push a transaction through while something is falling apart, if you can get it seen to, addressed, and signed off, that's really going to go a long way to making that transaction a smooth one. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And get somebody in. I want to tie in with the estate agents as well. It's a call out to them. Happy to come and have a look at a roof prior to the sale. During the sale.
And in particular, I would imagine if someone has done an extension or wants to do an extension, these require a particular type of certificate to be signed off before they can be deemed fit for occupation.
Yes,
is that right?
Correct. It's an A19 certificate. So you get a domestic situation, you get a commercial situation. So I sign off on both. Domestic situation is new houses, extensions to houses, alterations.
And if someone's got an idea, maybe it's a pergola or something, but they don't actually have a design, they want to make sure that whatever structure gets put in is fit for purpose and is going to last. Can you assist on the roof design front?
Yep, definitely.
Brilliant. So you're not just the guy to call to inspect it once it's gone up, but before it goes up, you're the guy to talk to make sure
correct
that it's going to be
100%.
And you'll obviously advise on materials and make sure that it's, wherever it's situated, it's going to handle the conditions.
Yep.
And when it comes to being a team player and working alongside architects or builders to ensure structural integrity and insurance compliance, I mean, is this something that you can... be consulted on as well?
Yep, definitely.
Bada bing, bada boom. Now, the name of the game is Roof Innovations. That's your brand, that's your baby. How can folks listening to this give you a call to check out if their roof is up to scratch?
Yep, I'm on Facebook, I'm on most of the social media sites, and you can get a hold of me on my cell number.
And the number is, give it to us.
078-179-5544.
Did you get that? Did you miss it? Do you want to get your phone out your pocket quickly and then we'll grab a pen? One more time. Give it to us.
078-179-5544. Please call us.
There you go. Otherwise, Roof Innovations, that's the name to type into Facebook. Griff Fitzsimmons is the man you're hearing on the radio right now. And based in Belito, but working right throughout the KZN
correct
region.
Yes, we are.
So even if you've got a spot in a far-flung corner of KZN, Griff will get out there. And with the motto, communicate, consult, innovate. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. We're communicating on the radio. You're going to consult with Griff. He's going to innovate for you and make sure that whatever it is, whether it's a patio, an entertainment roof area, or a warehouse, or a commercial property, or just a tiled roof, or a thing. Do you handle, do you deal with thatch and that kind of thing? It's a bit of a...
Yes, we have a system where we can replace thatch with it's an American system, but it's very, very good.
Really?
Because I believe the insurance companies are getting very sticky with regards to insuring thatch roofs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the perfect time then to be...
all the bases.
Come and chat to the roof innovator, Griff Fitzsimmons from Roof Innovations, and he'll make sure that you're taken care of on the roofing front. You're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style on a Wednesday. Roof Innovations. Griff, thanks for giving us the scoop, my friend. And we'll be, I have no doubt, chatting again. Listen, this little radio studio, it's not a high roof. Maybe we'll get you up on here just after the break and you can have a little look for us. And see. It was rattling the other day. You heard it on your local station. And back to the music right now. Here's Nikki Ure and Daisy. Speaking of roofing, it's a track called Sunroof. Hey, Griff even does that.